30-second ads touting Rutland have begun to air on cable TV networks in Burlington, Boston, Hartford, and Rutland, part of a $200,000 marketing campaign to attract new residents to the area. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the campaign is designed to showcase lifestyle, change perceptions, and highlight jobs in Rutland County.
Mary Cohen, executive director of the Rutland Region Chamber of Commerce, says the push for a comprehensive marketing plan began in earnest last year as more and more business owners complained they couldn't fill jobs.
Whether it's a small employer or a large employer, they're saying they need workforce. And, you know, where can we get it? Our unemployment rate is 3%. It's basically full employment. So the only option is to get people to live here. And so we said, okay, that's a 10-year plan. How can we start?
They began by raising $200,000, half from local businesses and half from the city of Rutland. Neighboring towns have also contributed. Mondo Media Works, a Brattleboro-based firm, was hired to create the campaign. Videos they created touting activities in the broader Killington Valley area have already been released, part of an ongoing effort to attract young people and rebrand the region. But at the Chamber of Commerce's annual meeting this week, local audiences will see what the company has come up with to market Rutland County specifically, like this short video, which is airing in Boston and Hartford. It starts with a little girl climbing an apple tree.
Quick, think of someplace real, your happy place. A place where people choose lifestyle first and then figure the rest out. When's the last time you asked yourself, how am I just finding out about this place? Ask us about Rutland County, Vermont.
Each ad directs people to realrutland.com, a website and Facebook page where they can find out more or share their knowledge. Cohen says they have local experts lined up to answer any questions that come in.
I'm super excited. We're all really, really pleased with the outcomes. So the next 6 months, they're going to be out there, and they're going to be tested, and they're going to be measured, and we're going to see what kind of response we get.
City officials say there's a lot at stake. Tyler Richardson, assistant director for the Rutland Economic Development Corporation, says the county's population, like much of Vermont's, is aging and shrinking.
What we're looking at is a significant potential population decline, projected going forward anywhere from 3% all the way up to 12% if things get pretty bad. It's an emergency.
Richardson, who's 39 and moved to Rutland from Nebraska 2 years ago, is exactly the kind of young professional the city wants more of. So is Dan Dungis, a 32-year-old small business owner who moved back to Rutland with his wife. Dungis says people aren't going to move to the area after watching a video. But he says if Rutland wants to be a contender, it's got to put itself out there.
I'm hoping and I believe that this will actually be a leader for small towns across the United States to find their own voice and to realize that they can market themselves and they can put themselves out there just like any business would. I mean, you don't know about something and how great it is unless it's in front of you. So this is the best way to do that.
Both to attract new residents, he says, and to change the perception of the community among locals. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.